So doesn't it seem safe to assume that the people at Fox News were given a piece of information or given some evidence that simply made it impossible for you to stay on at Fox News?
That's a false assumption. There were a lot of other business things in play at that time and still today that 21st Century was involved with. And it was a business decision that they made. But there isn't any
But you don't let your number one
like
guy
that.
Go
sure
unless you have information that you think makes him.
That's not true. There are billions of dollars at stake.
You don't let your number one guy go unless you have information to suggest it's real. Matt Lauer, just experiencing that. We go now to Sarah Westwood. She's a White House correspondent for the Washington Examiner, joining us this morning. Sarah, thank you for joining Mornings on the Mall this morning, a busy news morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Glad to have you. You know, the president of the United States, in the minute you've been waiting on hold here, has tweeted, "Wow, Matt Lauer just fired from NBC for inappropriate sexual behavior in the workplace. But when will the top executives at NBC and Comcast be fired for putting out so much fake news? Check out Andy Lack's past." This has become something of a theme. It's always been a theme for the president, but in the last 48 hours especially, he's really gone toe-to-toe with some of the news networks that he thinks treat him unfairly.
Absolutely. We saw that start over the Thanksgiving break. He tweeted dozens of times, and I think my colleague tallied up about 8 of them were targeted at the media. Obviously, CNN is one of his favorite targets. He's gone after CNN hard enough that the news network is actually boycotting the White House Christmas party on Friday, which caused a bit of a stir last night when they unveiled that. Now he's going after NBC. He suggested this week that the main news networks and CNN minus Fox should compete for which is the most dishonest for some kind of fake news award. So certainly something about the coverage right now is agitating him. Perhaps he had some downtime at Mar-a-Lago to watch cable news and realize that the coverage is still right. Overwhelmingly negative.
Somebody should tell him the Media Research Center already does the dishonor awards every year. So that it kind of exists. So when it comes to his battles with the media, and you said CNN is skipping the White House Christmas party this week. Are there any quests for solidarity for White House reporters like yourself to drop out of the party because CNN's not going?
You know, it's interesting. Politico actually sent around a survey to reporters asking if they plan to attend, if they were invited, if they plan to bring their children, if President Trump offers, like previous presidents have done in previous years, to take pictures with guests, if you'll allow your children to be photographed with the president. So it was sort of a interesting to see that those were thoughts that were even crossing people's minds, that perhaps they were going to boycott the Christmas party. And there was actually a question in this survey asking reporters how they felt about the party's billing being changed from a holiday reception to a Christmas reception. Obviously, that's something President Trump talked about a lot on the campaign trail.
Oh, boy.
Freeing people to say Merry Christmas again. And so that is potentially a flashpoint in the controversy.
Let me tell
you,
I cannot wait to see the poll answers on those questions from the reporters. I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah. Sarah, I wanted to talk to you about Chuck and Nancy yesterday being no-shows. They had a meeting with the president. They chose not to show. The president chose to make that into a photo op. Chuck Schumer then had this to say afterwards.
If the president, who already earlier this year said, quote, our country needs a good shutdown, if the president isn't interested in addressing the difficult year agenda and wants to make the government shut down, we'll work with those Republicans who are interested in funding the government, as we did in April.
Is this a big mistake on their part? Because President Trump has a beautiful photo op with two empty seats.
It did. Those seats did seem strategically arranged to highlight their absence. Can I just say I love that Trump has made it okay for us to call them Chuck and Nancy like they're our old neighbors.
I mean,
that's great. But certainly it's almost in the Democrats' interest to force a shutdown because they know that with Republicans being the party in power, they'll likely get blamed for a government shutdown, regardless of whether it's their obstructionism that causes the shutdown. They know that they would be able to campaign on Republicans' inability to keep the government open if the shutdown did occur. So Democrats are in no hurry to strike a deal that appeases Republicans. In fact, they recognize that they have the leverage. They don't even need to show up to the meeting. And it really boils down to whether Democratic leadership is going to push for to be folded. that could throw sand in the gears here.
Sarah, you're kind of breaking up there, so if you could maybe go stand near a window, that would be fantastic.
So it's kind of incredible to watch as they roll out going to the White House. I think as they get into this budget deal, it seems like the White House is basically making the call, look, this is about defense spending. North Korea just launched a missile into the air. Let's not mess around with the budget. We need to fund our military. Is that going to be the White House play here?
That seems to be where they're going. It's true that Republicans in the House were also independently pushing to raise defense spending caps before the North Korea missile was launched. Now, clearly, they have the real-world example they need to bring to the table and say, look, there's a practical application for raising these defense spending caps. There are Republicans, though, who are saying Democrats have been avoiding even sitting down for meetings on the congressional side about the defense spending caps, and obviously they didn't want to sit down with the president yesterday. So getting Democrats to the table might be difficult here just because Democrats know they have the upper hand right now.
Yep, and they're moving quickly into election mode here as we go into 2018. Sarah Westwood, thank you very much, as always, for getting us up to
speed.
Thank
you.